the most obvious thing we need a very simple short leaflet, no, not too much writing on it, which would explain to people, as trade unionists, why they should be outside the fucking factory, and outside Pentonville Prison in particular. So, Lawrence, have you got any suggestions? Well, Alan Williams just had a cigarette packet, and we tore the cigarette packet open, and we literally, and this is what was done, we literally drew five lines, black lines on a thing, with five people, like prison bars, we put, we said, just draw five lines out of prison, like bars of a prison. Put Clancy, Steers, Watkins and Merrick under each one of them, and the words say literally, they're inside, why ain't you out? Simple as short as that. We drew it out on the back of a cigarette packet and gave it to Lloyd Flynn. Now, since that time, I've heard that that these posters were designed by some young member of the Communist Party in bright colour printing, and it was his spurt of inspiration. Now, it's really an irrelevance who did it, but we fucking did it. So we said, right, Sunday night, we will all meet at the top of the turning opposite the prison. Out we go, and we finish up with 20 cars and about 30 blokes. We give every car a pound of petrol. And everyone, we had all the posters on the floor and loads of buckets and basins and God knows what, pouring all this stuff in it and bits of rag, we didn't have brushes, bits of rag to stick it up with. So everyone's milling around, like Brian Callaghan and Albert Callaghan and all really sort of militant blokes. And they said, you've got to have a plan on where we're going to put them out. Now we're all standing looking at each other, so I said to them, look, we ain't got no plans, just go out and use your imagination. Where you think they should stick a poster, you stick a fucking poster. Just get on with it. You might get nicked, but that's it. We all get in the car and say, right, away we go. And we all I heard was stories afterwards, what we did. So we decided we was going to do Transport House, which at the time appeared to be a very obvious target because everybody had been there and the place was smothered in posters. We were going to do the Monday Club, which we couldn't get near because it was surrounded by the police. And we did the National Front headquarters in Croydon. So me, Alan Williams and Tony Delaney drove down to Croydon and plastered the National Front headquarters with fucking these posters. And we came back, and we got back to Transport House, there was police everywhere. What had happened was that the police had finally just said, there's these fucking lunatics all over London just driving around, sticking up posters everywhere. They literally, in the end, give up and give us a licence to get on with it. And they stuck posters on Lambeth Palace, Buckingham Palace, St James's Palace, the Bank of England, every shipping office in Leadenhall Street, right the way down one end of Fenchurch Street, one end to the other, every shipping office window had the posters on. They stuck them on, why they stuck them on the top of the town, I don't know, but someone did. One bloke was seen climbing up the bank of the wall of the Bank of England, about 30 foot up, and sticking a poster up there, and they were literally posters everywhere, and the whole idea was to show people that, you know, we were active and that they should sort of support us. And the whole thing went off, well, I think went off really well, because Turner said when he came out of prison, they were all still down, Leadenhall Street, stuck everywhere. But we just did it completely spontaneously. It was really, you know, effective.